KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's 32 degrees and cloudy in Atlantic with light snow. We look for it to be cloudy with light rain or snow ending this morning. Temperatures nearly steady or slowly falling into the upper 20s throughout the day. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Well Cove. In Western Iowa news, the Iowa DNR says a boil advisory has been lifted for the city of Dunlap in Harrison County. A boil advisory had been issued Saturday after cracks were discovered in a water main. Repairs have been made to the system and the water has been tested to ensure that it is safe. Declining enrollment and other factors affecting the budget has forced administrators with the Adair-Casey School District to figure out a better way to serve their students while at the same time remaining financially viable. Steve Smith, superintendent for Adair-Casey School District, says what's really best for the students is having opportunities in the classroom as well as extracurricular activities. Last week, the Adair-Casey Board held meetings with Iowa Association of School Boards Director of Financial Services, Gary Sinclair. As part of continued discussions intended for the public, they've also met with patrons of the district and others to discuss the district's current financial and operational positions.
We've tried to communicate as much and often as we can. Megan Kading has put in several articles for the local newspaper. We put things out on our webpage. And then, of course, make sure that we post our minutes and put board agendas out so that we can get some good kinds of reactions from folks.
A community meeting was held 1 year ago. The most recent meeting came last Wednesday during a regularly scheduled school board session. Smith said the bottom line is that a continued decline in enrollment will make it difficult for the district to provide the type of things needed for their students.
Even though we can go out and get many examples from different school districts who are down to 50 kids to 100 kids in a school, and they're still providing an education. The question is that I think that comes up from some of our patrons is, what kind of an education is that, and what would that look like if that's where we allow our district to move to?
Smith said the Adair-Casey School Board President Megan Kading and the rest of the board have been working to come up with solutions.
You know, there was a motion on the table, and it passed unanimously last Wednesday, and that read, I believe, something like, we will make a motion to operate in the same capacity while we explore whole grade sharing opportunities with previously identified districts to determine a mutually beneficial partner.
He says they will continue to be looking at aligning themselves with a partner district, but that doesn't mean it will happen within 3 to 5 years. The decision last Wednesday, he says, allows them time to plan without letting time get away from them and being forced to make a rash decision. Now, geographically, there are only so many options as far as school districts they can consider as far as whole grade sharing is concerned. The board met separately over the summer with members of the CAM, West Central Valley, Nottoway Valley, and Guthrie Center school boards.
And we walked away from there feeling like three of those four we would like to maybe dig deeper and find out more information about those districts. So when I look at that motion, that's what that tells me that we're headed for. And I think we agree as a board that our next step probably is to look at who might be the most suitable partner in that group.
And that would enable the district to determine what academic and extracurricular activities they can offer to students and allow those students to be successful once they graduate. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources Forestry Bureau, in connection with the U.S. Forest Service, state and private forestry, has awarded $207,807 in 50% cost share grants to 82 rural Iowa fire departments to aid their efforts in protecting Iowans and their property from wildfires. The grants offer valuable funding assistance for wildfire suppression equipment, personal protective gear, and communications equipment. Among the area fire departments that should be watching for notification that their 2014 VFA grant requests have been approved are those in Afton, Anita, Atlantic, Avoca, Carson, Grant, Hamburg, Harlan, Irwin, Jamaica, Logan, Manning, Mapleton, Pacific Junction, Sydney, and Stewart. Gail Kantek, fire supervisor with the DNR's Forestry Bureau, stressed the importance of submitting wildland fire reports whenever fire departments respond to a wildland fire or provide assistance to a prescribed or controlled wildland fire. Departments actively returning the reports receive priority points when the volunteer fire assistant grant applications are scored The wildland fire reports are compiled locally and nationally and then reported to Congress. Authorities are investigating the cause of a small electrical fire at a northwest Iowa plant owned by the makers of Blue Bunny ice cream. Wells Enterprises said efforts were underway to figure out the cause of the Monday night fire at one of its facilities in Lamar's. No injuries were reported. Firefighters from several departments responded to the fire and helped extinguish it quickly. Cleanup included ventilating smoke inside the affected plant. Wells Fargo had planned to resume operations there as early as this past Tuesday. And two people have pleaded guilty to charges in connection with a string of house fires in Sioux City. A 17-year-old pleaded guilty Monday to second-degree arson as part of a plea deal that will dismiss a third-degree burglary charge. 32-year-old Daisy Castillo pleaded guilty recently to third-degree burglary as part of a plea deal that dismissed a second-degree arson charge. She was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Authorities have been investigating a string of suspicious house fires in August and September. 18-year-old Javen Mobley has pleaded not guilty to second-degree arson and third-degree burglary. A 14-year-old is charged in juvenile court with first-degree arson. Our news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.